Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hey baby, what you doing tonight? Oh, you wanna come fuck with us, right?
Hustlin' is a passion with money and showcase. Yeah, you know we make it happen. Hustlin' is a habit. You want it, you can have it. They trip around the world, living life so lavish. Like camera action, pause for the flash. Call your boyfriend, tell him you ain't coming back. Call your girlfriend, tell him how much fun you had. You now rockin' with the best, so ain't no turning back. Money ain't a thing. Hustlin' is a passion with money and showcase. Yeah, you know we make it happen. Hustlin' is a habit. You want it, you can have it. They
show off today with Callie Bad talking about money ain't a thing. I know a lot of people don't agree with that, but I don't know too many things that we can really do without no money. You know what I'm saying? This is your boy Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, and this is I Am Indy, the radio show for independence. You know what I'm saying? Today we got a special guest on the show that really got a wealth of knowledge, dynamite musician, and all around hell of a guy. And I'm referring to my brother Chase from the group Ovation. He's going to be joining us shortly to bless us with some good stuff. So, you know, with that being said, give us a couple minutes. Chase will be on with us shortly. And, hey, we're going to let it do what we do. But right now we're going to listen to one little thing by Clockwork. It's called I Feel Like Praising. And we got to give it up to the man every day as much as we can. You know what I'm saying? Because without him, hey, we wouldn't be able to do Nathan. Here's Clockwork, What I Feel Like Praising.
Dame Taylor on the beat.
Feels like praising, so I'ma swear. It feels amazing, so I'ma swear. My hands be raising, so I'ma swear. Jesus be saving, so I'ma swear. I feel like praising, so I'ma swear. It feels amazing, so I'ma swear. Yeah, yeah, homie, I'ma swear. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma swear. Yeah, I don't know what it is, bruh, but some points you just grow a little bit, bruh. One day it's just in the heart against, and the next Sunday you're a full participant. I can't help it, I'm caught up in the mix, and the Holy Spirit got full control of my limbs. Can't explain what's coming on my lips, like I took a crash course, learned foreign languages. Start tingling, rhyming and reasoning. Grab a tambourine, got that bad boy jingling. Feeling weak, I don't know if I can stand up. And at the same time, I can't sit down. Fair enough, tears keep coming from my eyes. I can't man up, feel like I'm in grade school. Why I got my hand up? It's a feeling and I can't explain it. But when I get up in that zone, it's amazing.
When the drummer starts drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh.
When the drummer start drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be the only one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. I feel like praising, so I'ma sweat. It feels amazing, so I'ma sweat. My hands be raising, so I'ma sweat. Jesus be saving, so I'ma sweat. I feel like praising, so I'ma sweat. It feels amazing, so I'ma sweat. Yeah. Yeah, homie, I'ma sweat. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma sweat. Cause when that fire gets shut up in my bones, feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't care, let the whole world watch me. Even with a red octagon, couldn't stop me. Take it up a notch, running through the house. We feeling so much, we massaging the crowd. Be people laying on their face like a victim. It's like heaven coming out the sound.
When the drummer starts drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. When the drummer starts drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I feel like praising, so I'ma sweat. It feels amazing, so I'ma sweat. My hands be raising, so I'ma sweat. Jesus be saving, so I'ma sweat. I feel like praising, so I'ma sweat. It feels amazing, so I'ma sweat. Yeah, yeah, homie, I'ma sweat. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma sweat.
Yeah, that was my boy Clockwork, What I Feel Like Praising. You know what I'm saying? We all need a little bit more of that. Y'all just listen to the show. You can call in anytime you want, 347-308-8747, if you want to join in the conversation. All right, let me check and see if my boy Chase has arrived. Hello there, Chase. You in the house?
I am indeed, my friend. How are things?
Oh, everything's lovely. Welcome, welcome to the show. We're just waiting on you to get in, so we can let everybody know what's going on good with you, man. Heard you doing big things on your end of the world.
We are indeed. I appreciate you having me on, man.
It was our pleasure to have you, man. We're always looking for, you know, the new heat, as I should say. You know, everybody know about the old heat, but, you know, we got to be prepared for the new heat.
The last 2 years have been a wild ride, and I'm just now jumping on, so I'm not sure if you've talked about what Ovation has been doing, but I should also say thank you for letting a brother come on that comes from the world of rock and pop rock. So to hear that, you know, on a hip hop and R&B station is really cool. So thank you again for that. But
we are a music station, man. We reaching out for the independents, man. That's what we're riding for, not any particular genre, because I come from a school where good music is good music, no matter what you did, as long as it was good.
I love it.
So that's what we're about, man, because what I want to do, and for all you listeners out there to know that K. Diddy ain't riding for no particular generation. If it's good, we want to play your music. We want to hear your story. If it's anything we can help you with in terms of the legal part, I mean, if we can reach out for some attorneys to give you the knowledge that you need to take your career to the next level, I mean, that's what we're about here. You know, we're about helping those, and that, I don't feel enough of us do enough of that.
That's a beautiful thing.
I'm sorry to cut you off, my brother. This is your time. You know?
we're coming from the exact same place, so that's cool. But no, man, the last 2 years, just to get people kind of hip to what I have been doing with my group Ovation, I spent, prior to 2 years ago, I came out of a group working with Brown Mark, who is the bass player from Prince and the Revolution, and we had a group together called Cryptic. And that was a heavy R&B thing that kind of ran its course, and afterwards I had a couple of choices, and one was to go back to touring, doing my original stuff. And I thought that was where I was going to go. But the interesting thing is that I could do a 90-minute set of originals, and inevitably, and I saw that there was a picture of myself up on the website, and that's cool. So I would get off stage inevitably after a 90-minute set of my solo stuff, and people would make comparisons between myself and Prince. And after a while, it got to be too much, and a light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, you know, wow, if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me that. And then I made a few phone calls to people from the camp of Prince and the Revolution, and we put together a show that's called Chase and Ovation, A Salute to the Music of Prince. So for the last 2 years, we've been touring around playing a number of different sets of old school Prince, not a whole lot of the new stuff, to be honest with you. The majority of the material we do is from Purple Rain and earlier. In fact, we perform live every single song that was in the film, including the stuff from Apollonia 6. We do the songs from the time. We do all the B-sides from the record, and then we just kind of go back and do his old school stuff, which has influenced virtually every genre of music since, and it's been a wild ride, my man.
Wow, that's hot. That's hot. That's hot. No, I was going to say, I know that we have something here with the music that we have for you to play to. Is any of that reflective of what you're doing now, or is this some of the earlier stuff?
If you're referring to Chase Originals?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have to be honest. All of my influences, I think, are heard in my original material. If it's just, as far as Prince goes, I think that when I listen to my original music, I can hear some of his influence in my vocals. But in terms of guitar or bass or drums or any other instruments that I perform, I can definitely hear influences there. So, yeah, you'll hear some Prince influences and some old school rock influences and even some R&B and some funk stuff in there, so.
Let me ask you a question, Chase, because I know out here, you know, on the West Coast where we are, and I don't know if your economic situation there in terms of, you know, the public schools are different, and I think maybe they are. But I noticed, you know, a couple generations, I feel that we're going to lose musicians, man, because I don't see a lot of people trying to pick up instruments and play like they did before. I mean, is that something that you're seeing? I'm seeing the youngsters. They're more computer lit, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see we having as many musicians and true producers that actually know how to play.
True. Yeah, agreed. And I don't think that's just indicative of what's happening out west. I think that, you know, traveling around, I see that everywhere. So yeah, I agree. And that's a sad state of affairs. That's where we're at, but that's the fact. And the other thing, I think that you brought up the economy, that has been hindering the music business as well, because folks just aren't going out to support musicians as much as they were even, say, as recently as 2 years ago.
You know the whole digital revolution got something to do with that one too.
True. Yeah, you true. Know, but I have always been a fan. You brought up kids and whatnot and picking up instruments. I have always been a fan, regardless of what you do in your live show. I've always been a huge fan of whatever age you start. It is irrelevant, but always learn as many instruments as you can. Bass, and I mean the root, you know, instruments: bass, guitar, drums, keyboards, piano, horns, whatever other string instruments out there that you might be interested in. But that's where it all begins, and then let the digital revolution, as it were, creep into your life after the fact. But I've always just been about live instruments.
Well, I do, because I come out of, so you know, the era that I came up in, you know, it wasn't too many things to do. Either you played sports, you played in the band, or you played in the band, or you played sports. You wasn't a whole lot of things to do. You
right.
know, a little country town, because a little country town, everybody turned out for the football games. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good thing, you know, to watch the band on the field playing. So that was all just motivate to either do, and sometimes you had to do both.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was glad we got that, you know, because we sang in choirs, you know, we learned how to play instrument, we learned how to read music, you know, we had to do them things. You know, if I had guys since then come to me, since I've been in the business, like, well, look, man, you know, I love to play with you, I love to get out with you, you know, but, you know, if you play that for me, man, I can go ahead and kill it. I'm like, well, damn, if I got to play it for you, I just play it myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that miss the boat because they don't. And, you know, and again, you know, I feel like guys like me, yourself, you know, if we see some of these cats, even though they got a God's gift, you know, they got a good ear, they can hear and play, I think we still should encourage them to go learn how to read, too. Because if somebody gives them a good job and got a chart and put it in their face, they still miss out.
Right. And admittedly, there was a time where I was able to read, to sight read music. One of my first instruments was the saxophone back in elementary school, and
that's
playing.
Funny, mine too.
And so the trip is that now I can't sight read. I don't, although I can play by ear a number of different instruments, I don't sight read, and I think that that's shameful. I wish that I could go back. I don't know how I lost that, why I wasn't able to retain that intellect, but yeah, I wish I could go back and keep that and remember how to read sheet music. But so, you know, starting at a young age, I think, is key.
Yeah, sometimes it's a balance too, man. Maybe you got too much feeling.
Well, you know what the state of affairs is? The majority of household names in the music business can't read sheet music, so there's that side of it as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the musical genius and the feeling part, because sometimes people got that feeling, that creativity. They hear stuff and they just retain it. So to me, that overshadows that intellect part that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, you can't help that one. Definitely can't help that one. So tell me something about, I'm looking at See You in Heaven, Chase.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
See You in Heaven came about as probably a culmination of a couple of different people in my life that have left. I think one being female, one being male, and it's kind of a hybrid of the two different emotions I felt about both of them, about me losing both of those relationships. And that actually, I actually had that song sitting in the can for about 10 years before it was released. I originally produced it and recorded it and arranged it just to keep for myself. And I eventually let it out and let a couple people hear it, and they let a couple people hear it, and then it ended up on my first solo record, which is entitled All You Can. And actually was the first single. I just went into the studio with an engineer and laid down all the tracks, and like I said, just my intention was to keep it for myself, but it ended up getting out, and folks were digging it, and that's that. But that song to this day, lyrically, means a great deal to me. Everybody, you know, unfortunately, people lose friends at a very young age. Nowadays, we're losing way too many people at younger and younger ages for a lot of different reasons. But everybody can identify with the loss of a relationship, whether it be just because that person is no longer in your life because they moved on or because they have passed away or crossed over or however you want to say it. But so I think that's why people dig it, is because they can, you know, identify with it. And I didn't get that as I was writing the song, but now I do.
Okay. Well, let us, everybody, let's put an ear on the Seed in Heaven by Chase. Y'all stick with us. We'll be right back after this. And we want to see you here and in heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
All right, then. That was See You in Heaven by Chase. And you guys are listening to I Am Indie, the show for independence. And our guest today is Chase from the group Ovation. And that was his cut called See you in heaven. All right. Hey, Chase, you there?
Indeed I am.
All righty then. Well, we want to see him there. We want to see him here. And we want to see him everywhere.
I should probably give production credit on that song to I had mentioned before that I went in the studio and recorded that myself. I should give production credit to a cat named John Fields, nicknamed Strawberry, John Strawberry Fields, in case he is listening, so I don't get in serious trouble. He is out in L.A. working with monster artists, considerably younger than I am, not the least of which being the Jonas Brothers. So Brother Strawberry went on to big, big things.
Yeah, well, definitely you got to give him his props, man, because if he don't hear the show today, he might go back and listen to it 2 weeks from now.
Exactly, and then hear me not mention him.
Exactly. Then you get that call, you know what I'm saying? You can always go back in the archives. So we're going to say something good about Brother Strawberry today in case you go back in the archives and pull up this show later on. We don't want to come looking for you.
Yeah, love it, love it. Love what you're doing, man. By the way, I'm enjoying myself here today.
Oh, actually, definitely, man. We're glad to have you here, man, because I know that, you know, again, you know, you've got a wealth of experience out there, man. We got a lot of youngsters coming into the business that don't really understand that it is a business. And even some of the older guys that I come in contact with, man, you know, they're still looking for traditional distribution as it was. And in fact, it don't exist anymore, man. And they don't even really realize that. So, you know, it's kind of it has a concern to me because I'm like, well, if you don't understand the rules to the game now, how are you going to play it?
Exactly.
You know, and, I don't really know how to say it because the rules has changed. You know what
entirely.
I'm saying?
Entirely, yeah. It's not even the same game at all. It's apples and oranges. What's happening today is, at least my experience in the business right now is, it is comparing apples to oranges in terms of what was happening in the business, even as recently as 5 years ago or 10 years ago. I mean, 10 years ago, I was walking around with a cell phone the size of a cinder block. You know, and now I'm walking around with a cell phone the size of a credit card, and I've got about 5,000 songs inside it.
Exactly.
And that just doesn't make any sense, but that's where we're at in the world of technology. So I can't tell you in nothing outside of relationships with family and friends and in my personal health, nothing is as important to me as music. But I can't tell you the last time I got in the car and drove to a store and bought a full CD.
No, because
it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And then, you know, it's amazing because I just was went to this Core DJ a seminar over the weekend, and I was listening to some of the panel, and we're talking about guys from, you know, Interscope, Universal, Bad Boy, you know, and I'm listening to some of these promotion people, A&R people, you know, basically saying that they don't even want CDs anymore.
Right.
You know, because they were talking about people that's coming up to them at those events, you know, having them physical CDs, and then they got to lug all this shit back to whatever state they come from, and half the time they get lost and they don't get listened to because, you know, of technology. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they said it's so much easier to shoot somebody an MP3 or, this is the new thing, the flash drives.
Sure.
You know, they like, well, you know, just send it to me on a flash drive, you know, and that encompasses, you know, your bio, your video, your music, you know, your presentation, whatever, all in that, you know. And I'm like, well, okay, well, that's cool, but I'm even listening to the DJs because here it is, if you're an artist that's struggling to get in the game, you know, you may not have an investor, you know, you may not have no pockets. So, you know, how cheap is a flash drive, you know, so you can't be sending out a couple hundred of them either if you ain't got no cheese.
Right.
You know, right. So I'm looking at this change in technology when a CD, I remember, you know, the blanks was a dollar something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're a few pennies, so now a lot of guys can afford, you know, a CD to send to somebody, but now they're talking about they only want the CDs.
Yep. Which, and then then that goes back to the economy that you brought up, how many CD manufacturers are going out of business. I mean, they went from making seven figures a year to now struggling to keep their doors open. because nobody's buying that hard product anymore. Think of the amount of real estate it would take up inside your house if you had 5,000 songs on CDs.
Hey man, have you heard?
Make
have
any
you,
sense.
have you heard that word called light scribe?
Yeah, man.
Hey, look, they screwed up when they started making the recorders and the burners affordable for the consumers. That's when they started this whole little mess. Because I remember, you remember, you could even have a studio, man, if you didn't have $50,000, $60,000, $70,000.
Right.
Yep. You know, you couldn't even have a studio. You know what I mean? If you couldn't have like a two inch machine or something, mm-hmm. you couldn't even have a studio. Now, man, if you got a couple $1,000, you can do digital recording in your bathroom.
Right.
You know, and you know what I'm saying? So now what we're going to talk about, good digital versus bad digital, or my digital
mm-hmm.
is better than your digital.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, and I get this is the trip for me, not to step on the toes of any agencies that are out there that still like the hard collateral packages, but it is a trip if an agency will say, cool, I have a number of bookings for you. Send me your promo pack. Send me your kit. I'm like, cool. I already emailed it to you. And then they'll turn around and say, well, that's great, but I need you to send me something in the mail. I'm thinking in my head, it's 2010. I gotta put a bunch of junk and paper and cardboard and this, and then I gotta go to the post office and mail this to you when I can hit a button and you've got everything you were talking about putting on that jump or that flash drive.
Right. And see that's the good part for the artist, but then the people now you got your old school folks, they actually want a physical CD because they want the artwork.
Sure.
And they want to put it in their little file. They want it in their little CD case, or they want it at home, but
yeah.
they want the actual artworks and they want the credit. They
yep.
just want to have it.
And that's
you know
part
what I'm saying?
That's part of the thing too that I miss. As soon as you said that, I was taken back to a time when, to give away my age, I don't remember how old I was, but I'm going to guess I'm somewhere around 12 or 13, maybe a little bit younger, when I had Michael Jackson's Off the Wall, when that first came out.
Right.
And nothing was cooler than opening that album, spreading it out on the floor, and reading the liner notes and the lyrics as you wore out the needle on your mom's turntable, listening to it over and over and over. And so some of that, you know, sadly, I think some of that is dying, and that, you know, I don't know that kids are doing that anymore with CDs. Maybe they are. I have no idea. But that's something that I do miss is being able to pull, well, with a CD, you pull out the tray card and unfold the artwork and read who the artist is, what are they about,
exactly.
who are they thanking in their liner notes.
And
so,
you still have a group of people that want that because, hey, shoot, bless me, bless everybody.
Well, yeah, that snuck up on me.
Yeah, you still have a group of people that want the physical artwork, man, so they can have the ability to read that and go back and reflect and share.
Right.
And with the downloads, you know, you can download the artwork, but then if you got a booty printer, you still don't have that.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep, absolutely.
So I don't know what they're going to do about that, but I guess they're going to come up with something else because like you, without giving away my age, I go back when I had like a regular two-track player that was made by months that I had to pull two little knobs to get it to play. So we went from two-track, four-track, eight-track, you know, that's on the consumer level. Then we go to cassette, but then on the other side, you know, we skip to, you know, cassette, CD player, then with the mini disc player. So I watched all of those technologies, the laser disc, and then the CD. I watched all the technologies change. And, you know, even from when everybody was dealing with the DATs, and then you go to the ADATs, and then the mini disc, I'm watching this. You know what
ADAT
I'm saying?
ADAT was next level, wasn't it? When that first came
yeah.
out?
Well,
I kid with my age. I'm 41, but that's cool because I still get carded when I order a glass of water. But I tell folks, well, the advice that I would give people coming into the business or wanting to know what angles to work work all of them. You know, I mean, there is the fact that I would not wish this business on my worst enemy. However, once you're in it, you will not trade it for the world. So make sure you know all the angles, the old school angles in terms of the stuff that we're talking about, printing and pressing a CD with artwork on it. But then, you know, because we are approaching 2010, you've got to know every angle about how to move your product on the internet. That's huge, is getting distribution done in a fashion that we're not used to.
Exactly. And then we're looking at all the different social networking sites
mm-hmm.
that we all have access to, and even the majors, we're all competing for the same space now, which is definitely a good thing one way, because if you got your stuff together, you don't have to spend, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars to get your product in the faces of the consumers like we had to do once before.
Right.
So definitely, the key is go to the colleges, get as many computer savvy young kids as you want,
mm-hmm. right.
and get them to work your music.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, without the people listening to your stuff, it's not going to happen. So however you can get it out there is how you have to do it. And sometimes the traditional way of 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, that being the major labels, people are getting crafty like they did back in the day. if some of the household name hip-hop artists that are out there right now that are, you know, 35-plus years of age will go out and tell you that they literally sold cassette tapes out of the back of their car. That's how it was done. But they were getting it in front of people, and that's what needed to happen.
Exactly.
But now it's almost 2010, and I'm on your show, and we've got, you know, a 250,000 people across North America. So thank you again for having me on.
Well, actually, man, Oprah got a show here on Blog Talk, man. So right now, it's huge.
Yeah.
You know, the listeners that have the ability to hear this show.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's definitely our pleasure to have you on here because, man, look, your career is off the hook. Your music is off the hook. And if you could inspire a couple more guys as you expired yourself, then hopefully, man, we'll have another generation or two of entrepreneurs, creative, you know, producers, you know, musicians, man, so we can continue to do what we need to do, man, because music is, shall I say, global. I mean, everybody, every country, all over the world, man, you know, have music.
Absolutely.
It may not be what we understand, but it actually is music, and I happen mm-hmm. to appreciate it all.
Cool.
So let me play something else by you, Chase. What?
Sure.
Tell us about July.
I'm not even sure what you got. You've got July. You've got July 4. That is July 4. That is a song that I wrote. I think I was in a complete happy place. You will hear, for guitar players that are listening, it will be immediately recognizable as something that sounds like something Eddie Van Halen would have done back in the 80s. And it is. Eddie was one of my, I've got probably 10 to 15 monster guitar people that have influenced me, and Eddie is one of them. If you pick up a guitar, if you picked up a guitar prior to Eddie, he has influenced you, whether you know it or not. So, yeah, I guess all I can say about it is listen to it, and you will for sure hear me being heavily influenced by Eddie Van Halen. That's what
I got. All right, well, here we go. Let's check it out.
We'll be right back.
Hey there, we're back with our boy Chase in the house from Ovation. And welcome back. This is I Am Indy, your radio show for independence. Hey, hey. Chase, you there? We got our switchboard is acting up a little bit, but we back and we back with it.
I'm still with you, my friend.
Right on, thank you. I think we another got another caller here from 651. Talk to us, you're on.
Tom Chase, this is Ken Kennedy.
Nice.
I wanted to give you a call, and I'm hoping that they play, we can listen to DLB. As you know, that's one of my all-time favorites. And it's great to hear you on the radio, man.
Beautiful. That's my man, Glenn Burth.
One of his biggest fans.
Well, thank you for joining us today, man. Definitely glad to have you. Invite your friends. Tell
Keep
everybody
the
about
work,
the
Chase.
Show.
Cool. Thanks, Lynn.
All right. Talk to you soon, man.
He's talking about a song that might. Although we're on the internet, and I know that we have entirely different rules than the FCC has for broadcast radio. he's talking about a song that might not be appropriate, but nonetheless, that's very cool. Thank you, Glenn.
Well, definitely. I mean, like I said, shoot, we can come back here another day, man. We'll play it. You know what I'm saying? All I do is tell it not to, but we gonna play it.
Yeah. There's some adult language in that song, but I was in a funky spot when he's referring to a song that's called DLB. Which actually stands for Dirty Little Bitch, but again, that's not appropriate for all audiences, so we'll revisit that later.
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely, man. So definitely, we don't have a problem with that. Like I said, we could have a little bit of more leeway here. We can play a lot of little things that you can't play anywhere else.
Sure.
But hang on with me in a minute, Chase. I'm going to play this little piece by Kanye. I mean, the female artist over here at World Movement Records. I got to throw out a shameless plug. But I got to play this one to go out to all the ladies out there. It's called I Can't Make You Love Me.
Thank you. What's up? It's your boy Joey Black. You're now tuned in to the number one underground station around, World Movement Records Radio Show with my boy K. Diddy. Keep it locked.
Yo, yo, you back with K. Diddy and Sam Andy for y'all to want to call in and talk to Chase in person on the show today. Hit us up at 347-308-8747. You know what I'm saying? Ask your questions. Tell us what's good with you.
I'm open like a book. I'll answer them all.
That's what we're talking about up here. our philosophy is each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? So don't be shy. Mm-hmm. You know, you can talk to Chase. He ain't going to bite you. We promise.
I won't indeed. I have no shame in admitting that from age 15 to 18, I might have spent more nights on the street than I did in an actual bed. So that's just where I come from. And now I'm in a beautiful place full of abundance. So let's talk about it.
Don't be scared. Let's talk about it. Yeah. But you know, for those who just chimed in, you know, we're talking about the state of the industry, for lack of a better term, and how things have changed from the old school way entering 2010. You know, if y'all want to sell your music and get it out there, y'all need to do some research because it's not done like it was done a long time ago. So you guys better try to pay attention. You know, because
absolutely.
Other than that, you will not be in, you know, your circuit cities, you know, your Targets, your Walmarts, you know, because they're not letting everybody up in there. You know, there's a method to this madness, and you need to learn the rules before you play the game. That's all we're trying to tell you up in here.
Agreed. I will, while I shamelessly plug a website, I will also suggest that one of the most important tools that I have found, and he laughs, one of the most important tools for certain is a web presence. Yours is obviously enormous, and now watch me jump on the back of that enormous presence and use it to this benefit. Everyone log on to ovationmusicgroup.com, O-V-A-T-I-O-N. Again, it's ovationmusicgroup.com. And I've been using that website, that web presence, as a tool to market the current show that I'm doing. And, again, we talked about this at the top of segment one, I believe, Chase and Ovation, a salute to the music of Prince. That is where I direct everyone. Everyone on the planet can see that. And nowadays, if you don't have that, it's really tough to get off the ground in the business world because the first question people ask you is, you know, oh, you're in the music biz, or you got a group, you got a band, you got some songs. Cool. What's your website? And if you don't got
absolutely.
It, if you don't have one, and you can have one, and people will go and see it, but if it isn't sharp, if it isn't user-friendly, if it doesn't make sense, you're paddling upstream. So there needs, unfortunately, now a musician needs to wear a bunch of different hats, whereas 15 years ago, they could just go on stage and play their instrument and call it a day. Now you need to learn the business side of it, or you're going nowhere quickly.
And that is so true, and so true. And actually, it just takes a lot of time, a little bit of time.
Did but I already say ovationmusicgroup.com? Did I plug that?
Yeah, I don't know, but if you did, you can do it again. Hey, and we call them all shameless plugs up in here, but
right. You can also have no shame in the
exactly.
You need to be a little humble, but have no shame whatsoever, and that will also help your game a great deal.
That is so true, boy. Listen, the main thing is get your music heard and be righteous about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Be righteous about it. You know, the old school players used to say, you know, be good to the game and the game will be good to you.
Indeed it will. Yep. Yep. Which is why, and that's the trip, Lamont, is that if somebody would have told me a long time ago one of my biggest runs in the music biz would have been playing someone else's music, doing cover songs, hence this Ovation project I'm in doing the Prince show, I would have said, you're crazy. But because of the way the economy is that you brought up, I believe in segment one, there is, I guess the point I'm about to get into is expand or adapt or you're expendable. And so because there has been a change in the economy, I can, if I'm being completely honest with myself, I can earn more in the industry right now performing the cover tunes that Ovation does than I would be doing just solely doing original Chase material. That doesn't mean I'm not working and continuously pushing the original material, but in the interim, because we're kind of in this place that we're at in the music business, you have to just continue to adapt and expand, or once again, you will be expendable, and I choose not to be.
Well, I think, you know, people shouldn't leave no stones unturned, you know, basically. And, you know, and I find people here, in Vegas in particular, you know, there's so much talent. I call it transient talent. There's so much talent coming through here, and they get caught up in their daytime jobs, you know, playing in the casinos, and they stifle their creativity. You know, I understand that you have to eat and survive, but I don't feel like a true artist need to compromise themselves totally either. Mm-hmm. I mean, who says that you can't have a work of your day job or sell your own music, you know, online or get yourself set up? Because, you know, people are selling music all over the world while they sleep.
Yes.
You know, and that's something that I try to do, you know. People in China, Germany, you know, people that we have deals with, that we try to work with, and that's what I try to do. Even though I have to do stuff during the day that I may or may not want to do because of the economic situation, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to not pursue my dreams, or I'm not going to not continue to try to get my music out there.
Of course.
I see a lot of musicians and entertainers, they get caught up in doing this thing to survive, and they curtail their own creativity. And they die internally to a certain extent, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because this creativity is this freedom, it's this rawness that comes with that.
Sure.
But then we compromise so much to live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm rambling, man, but that's just me coming from my artist.
No, well, yeah, no, what you're saying makes sense. I mean, essentially, I think what you're saying is well, but the philosophy that I have is while you're pursuing whatever dream it is that you're pursuing, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the music biz, but that's what we're talking about right now, unless you act as if you're already there, you're not going to get there. And I also believe in the theory that if you truly do need to do that, because if you don't, it's just not going to happen. And I get that you have to continue to there are musicians out there that need to work day jobs because you just have to until you start selling enough music or merchandise or whatever. But you need to, at some point, you need to make the decision, this is what I want to do. Regardless, again, it just isn't necessarily about the music business. This is in all walks of life. If you want to be, you know, the dude at a carnival that works the Ferris wheel, cool. Act like that's what you do for a living. And sooner or later, that's what you're going to be doing for a living, because you're going to start meeting those people that can hook you up with that Ferris wheel, get you to the right. That's the most ridiculous analogy in the history of analogy. but I know that makes sense to the people that are listening.
Right.
In other words, if you're working at that carnival working the Ferris wheel and that's not what you want to do, you'd rather be working the snow cone machine, start working with people that are close to the snow cone machine. And
Step your game up. That's another shameless plug. Hold
right.
on one second, Chase. I think we got somebody else who want to join us here.
Mm-hmm.
347, you're on.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? I'm doing K-Diddy. This is Sweetie Love. And how are you, Chase?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, I listened to the last piece, yeah, July 4th, and I was vibing to the guitar, too. But I surely would like to hear when you were in that funky spot with D.O.B.
Okay, that's cool. I'm not sure that they have that. If they don't, I will get that to them ASAP.
Right, and I wanted to ask a question if I can, KDD.
Sure you can.
Right. Now, I heard that from 15 to 18, you were more on the street than you were in a bed. How did that, you know, and how does it affect your music today, you know, that journey?
That's a great question. It affected my early writings of original music a lot. It doesn't affect me that much now because I choose to leave that where it was. That was a great place of learning. I learned more in those 3 years or so than I had in maybe the 10 following. But that's just a – I almost can't articulate it right now how much it affected. It shaped everything. That's a great question. I hope that was somewhat of an answer for you. You know, that's just a funky place that I was in, and fortunately I was able to work and think myself out of it. But every experience we have shapes who we are today, and if I had to go back and do it over again, I probably wouldn't change that. I still would have probably had the exact same things happen to me that did, because that's who I am today, and now I'm that much more grateful for having all the abundance that I do. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does, and I love that. Thank
cool.
you.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, hold on with us. We're going to go to this other song by Chase. This was called Saddest Song Ever Heard. So we're going to play that, Chase. We're going to play that, and we're going to come back after that so you can explain this one to us.
Okay.
Now that we are through.
feeling is killing me. Now that we are through, tell me, what can I do? What can I say to make you stay? Now that we are through, what can I do? What can I say to make you stay?
Right, this is... is called Prime Time. Okay, he's going to be at Prime Time Saturday night, 8 o'clock. Ovation, the salute to the music. Because I got a guy on the line, but
we might still just be live on the air. From where
Hello?
I sit in, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Jimmy crack cone and I don't care. Gonna get you in your underwears, yeah. And if you don't get down in that way, then baby girl, we can kick it on Sundays. Okay, I'm trying to make it happen. Offer you a little financial backing. Shawty got a toolbox, watch her ratchet. Got me standing at attention like Go-Go Gadget.
Thank you.
Hello? Are we on live? BTR switchboards do act up. Hello? Are we on live?
I don't know. Are we?
Who am I talking to? Is this Chase? Are we still on with the World Movement Records?
Are we on live?
I don't know. Are we?
Who am I talking to?
Too much.
We should just have our own radio show there, miss.
Don't mean to tell me that.
What's that, Michael?
Don't let me back on the radio, right? I just can't say the B word, the F word, or the N word. Oh, that's cool, man. I'm still finna tell an itch that you got a crack into my mother's fucking pocket. What's my name? Chick, watch a player get pissed. Make a gal switch from a lady to a trick. Break a chick quick with the limp of a pimp. Flow like a blimp, get head like Clint. Stay up on the rent, represent, get bent. We fly, P-clicker now. OG penthouse player, representer. Took us all by when I tilt that grin. Marks go down when I bank that team. Why do you wanna hate when they can't like swerve? Better be glad that I can't go up on. Players fall in, we cock that hen. 3x10 with an S on the end.
Let's go.
We're back with that was I Can't Fight That Feeling, and I do apologize. We had a little bit of technical trouble there. And Chase, are you still there, or did I lose you?
Oh, no, you can't lose me.
Sorry, I so apologize, man. Had a little problem with the switchboard. I'm saying hello, hello, thinking people are hearing me, and nobody's hearing nothing I'm saying.
No, you can't lose me, but I can imagine right now you have to be extremely relieved, and that's a good place to be, so cool.
That is. And before we had this technical problem, we was talking about your song. And
yeah.
Definitely I'd like to get back to that, man. So
It played, indeed. Did listeners get to hear it? Because my call was in queue, and I'm not sure that they did. Did they indeed
hear
it?
Yeah, we played the song, and we heard you booking the group, and let me see.
Well, yeah. Back to the piano ballad, the saddest song. Everyone, and as much as it pains people to hear this, everyone that is listening that is with someone has lost someone, and that's another one of those songs. So it is piano is for sure one of my favorite instruments, and that's also one of the first songs that I ever wrote on the piano. And it truly was at that time. When I look back at it now, because I wrote that probably 15 years ago, if not more. But when I look back at it, at that time, it was the saddest song that I ever heard. Perhaps I mistitled it because, you know, again, that's one that I just wrote for me, never intending it for it to get out for anybody else to listen to. But that's one, just like See You in Heaven, that once it did get out, people listened to it and said, you know, shit, I know exactly what you're singing about.
That was you doing the guitar work?
Yes, guitar. I wrote everything and wrote, produced, arranged, and composed everything on all the songs that you just heard. I take that back. July 4, I had a cat that I grew up with, Mike Wertelman on bass, and another cat, Rick Pofferl, playing drums. But everything that you have heard, I wrote, produced, and arranged. And I jump back to the piano ballad. That was the first song that I wrote on a piano. Everything you hear there is me.
Okay, yeah, I definitely heard some Prince influence with that. 646, you on?
Hello?
Hello? You're on. We can hear you.
I can hear her as well. That's a beautiful thing.
This is still Sleepy Love. I've changed phones because I'm almost dying. Is that 646 or is that another number? This
no, it says 646.
Okay, so that's not this one. This is 718.
Okay, well, you worked that out.
I can't work that out.
Yeah, you worked that out because I listen.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Cool. Let's open. This is Chase, and I say, Lamont, let's just open it up to a party line.
Yeah, it's sounds like a party line in here, doesn't it?
Exactly. Who is this we're speaking to?
This is Mike. I just happened to catch this guy's show a couple of weeks back, this Ovation show.
Uh-huh.
And I got to tell you, it's... It's unbelievable. It's a great representation of Prince's music, and you can tell that everybody's having fun on stage. And I found out about it through ovationmusicgroup.com, and I just got to tell you that it's just a fabulous show, and it's a great time. It's a great it's like a time warp. You get out there and you listen to the music that you grew up with. Especially in this neck of the woods, being in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and to hear that music come back 20 years later, it is just righteous. And I just wanted to call in and thank this young brother for putting that out there for us.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for the call. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, that's what the show's all about, doing stuff like this, man. We try to salute all the great musicians out there and the people struggling to get it heard and try to everybody that can and touch everybody that can with the music.
Yeah, well, you guys are doing a great job. I love the indie angle. I do have a question for Chase.
Please.
And the question is simply, obviously, for you to do a show like that, obviously you grew up Minneapolis, St. Paul, under the shadow of Prince and all, and obviously you probably grew up a big fan, as a lot of us did. Go back into your memory banks and give me the first memory you have of what you heard or what you were given or what you were objected to hearing that got you into him. What was it that kind of clicked for you, if you will? And I'll hang up and listen.
That is a sweet question. And that's a softball question, too, that I will knock out of the park right now. Bambi. And that goes way, way back. Unless you've heard his first two records, you won't be hip to the song Bambi. But Bambi came along at a point in my life where I was listening to nothing but R&B. And had not yet really got hip to guitar. In every segment I keep bringing up guitar. That must be one of my favorite instruments. But they're all my favorite instruments. But I had not yet heard a brother or anybody from any race, creed, or walk of life do on the guitar what I heard in the song Bambi. Because, again, I was primarily listening to R&B and funk, which is a lot of, you know, just rhythm guitar, funky guitar. But when I heard Bambi, that changed my life. It was at that moment that I knew that there was a next level to get to. So there's the answer to that question, and I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it did, and hopefully if it didn't, please feel free to call back. And for all your other listeners out there, if you have any questions for Chase, hit us up at 347-308-8747. Because we're talking about one thing that we love to talk about and know about, and that's this music and this music biz. What do you think, man? Did you go check out Michael's movie, Chase?
You know, I have not yet, but I will tell you why I will for sure see it on the big screen. And every musician out there will be able to identify with this thought. That brother was rehearsing in an arena. That's the level he was at. And then I go back to me laying out the On the Wall record and reading the liner notes and what have you, but that dude did, I rehearsed in a place, egotistically speaking, it's a 3,000 square foot gymnasium looking studio, and that's one thing. But that dude was rehearsing in an arena, in a 15,000 seat arena. That's a level that most folks can only can't even fathom. But at any rate, I've heard nothing but great things about it, and you learn a great deal about how he treats people, and you get to see a side of him that I want to see. I've never seen it. I don't know the brother, didn't know the brother, so I'm for sure going to see it so I can watch how he deals with the band, deals with the business of music, and that's what's up with that. I for sure have to see that on the big screen.
Yeah, I was just listening to all the different reviews, and, you know, people are a trip, you know, and finally, just now finally, they're truly starting to recognize, you know, his musical genius.
Mm-hmm.
And to some of us in the business, man, I mean, we recognized it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's amazing how, you know, people, you know, they knew Michael Jackson. They knew he's been in the business forever. But
right.
from the talent side, they just didn't know how deep he was as a writer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
You know, and how gifted that was, you know. And even as a choreographer, you know, they knew that he danced, but they didn't know that he danced to the level that he did.
Right. Well, and the other thing that people didn't know, or a lot of folks maybe didn't pay any attention to, is, or the argument that I would hear from people is, well, he's not as good as this guy or that guy because he's not a musician. He can sing and dance. Well, I got news for those folks. That dude was a musician. More so than a lot of musicians that I know. Now, that didn't necessarily mean he could pick up the guitar and rip into, you know, a guitar solo that would weave in and out of major and minor pentatonic scales. However, he could, with his mouth, articulate to a guitar player exactly what he wanted to hear. And that guitar player would have to go home for 3 or 4 days and work on it.
Right.
That's a musician. That's sick. That is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't say it in terms of the notes, but he can give it to you and know exactly what he want to hear and put it together.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, and that's a gift within itself, you know, even to be able to communicate that to somebody.
Yep.
Because I know I've had problems just with, say, engineers not familiar with a particular sound, and they'll end up having your music sounding like their music.
Right. That's
you
not
know,
a good thing.
So, no, you know, but yeah. but it's crazy. And basically, and looking at it from the other part, like in his head, he knew what he wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was able to tell them what to play in spite of them maybe knowing how to read music or the notes and trying to play it like they want to play. Like, nah, that's not it.
Yeah, and so for those reasons, I will see it for sure. I think everyone should see it, you know. It's getting great reviews, and regardless of that, I for sure, as a fan, I want to see it. I'm probably going to dig it a lot more being a musician, but just as a fan, I have to see it. I owe him that much.
Well, I'll be glad when they make it available where you can purchase it, you know, actually, because I just get into the sound, you know.
Oh, you mean the audio?
Yeah.
Is it still showing in Vegas? Because it's still here, I think, in a few theaters in Minneapolis.
Oh, actually, I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you.
Hmm. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, maybe I fly down to Vegas and we watch it together, and then we talk about it live on the air.
Exactly, that'll work, and we can give it our professional opinion, right?
Cool. Or I'll just I'll give it my submissive opinion because that's all I could offer after seeing that brother rehearse.
Absolutely, because I understand he puts him through it. But then you know he had great people to work with, man. He's always had great people to work with. So if you look at it from that perspective too, you know, how can you not be a pinnacle? How could you not be on the top of your game when from childhood you've had some of the best people to work with out of the gate?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, agreed. He's just in, it's just a different cat. When people ask me my thoughts, I just shake my head, shrug my shoulders, point my palms to the sky and say, he's in a whole different category. Can't even discuss what that category is. There's no definition for it. It hasn't been defined. He's in one all by himself.
Well, absolutely. And has been.
Yep.
And has been. I understand Janet's finally making some statements, so I haven't heard what they are yet, so I'm curious to find out what she's saying about this whole thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, you know. I did actually hear that today, but I hope that they're good. You know, I don't know. The music is still there, and regardless of what is happening behind the scenes or on the side of the scenes, the music is still there, and that stands for itself, and all the other stuff is just extracurricular shit you have to decide how to sort out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And everybody's going to have their own take, their own little twist. And
yep.
Like you said, the music is going to stand forever.
Right.
And that's a remarkable feat, you
yep.
know, within itself.
Can I chime in?
Of course you can.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to go back to that piece on when Chase was talking about how Michael, you know, was in an arena rehearsing. You know, everything is a message, and especially when, you know, when they transit from this life into the next life, then we begin to see, you know, and also hear the messages that are really supposed to be grasped. And that one that I got from that right there was putting yourself in an abundant place. You know, even when Chase said that he rehearses in a 3,000 square foot gym, that's putting yourself in an abundant place. So what I got from that was, like, he's saying out there to all those who are in, you know, this little box, get out of there, you know, and think big. I mean, there's so much to what you can grasp from what Michael brought to us, you know, and each one is going to take their piece, you know, and so as it keeps on unfolding, more and more is going to unfold, and the messages are going to unfold, and you'll see there was more, you know, to the message and the music.
Well said. That was very well said. In fact, it was so well said, nothing else can be said after that.
That's all I can
I mean, the, yeah, that's the fact. You just stated a fact, and so I concur.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We have another person who want to join us here, 952, y'all.
That was very well said.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on live.
Yes, you're on live.
Yeah, I just want to ask Tommy Chase what his favorite song is to play live in the new Ovation show.
My man Mike, the big Ovation fan. See, that's just it. The 19 years, 20 years in the biz of doing originals, and then I'm most sought after for the Prince tribute show that we do. What is my favorite song in that particular show?
Yes.
That will vary from night to night. It depends on the night. I carefully selected songs from his library to selfishly kind of suit the band's mood, because if we're not feeling it, you're not going to feel it, and I want to be able to deliver 100% every single show we do. So every
right.
night it's going to be different. But if I you know, this is a horrible choice of words, but gun to my head, if I had to pick a couple songs that are my
yes.
favorite, night after night, I absolutely love playing Computer Blue. Love it.
Mm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much guitar on it, and I'm playing that guitar, so perhaps that's one of those reasons. But I also love his ballads. I love The Beautiful Ones. I love Pop Life. I love Controversy. I really dig Always in My Hair. I like all the other B-sides. I like Irresistible Bitch. Now I'm pretty much going through our whole set list, so I love all of them. But the first few I mentioned are, I think, the answer to your question.
Excellent.
Okay, Chase. Well, you, right here seems like a good punt time for you to go out there and throw out an unshameless plug and tell people where they can go see you, hear you, touch you.
They can't. I'm happy to do that. And if I haven't done it before, I apologize. I should have been plugging the show the whole time. You can indeed log on to ovationmusicgroup.com. Kids on the street, they don't say the www anymore, I've realized, because, again, we're almost in 2010, and you don't need to. So please go ahead and log on to ovationmusicgroup.com, and you can find our schedule there. For those of you that are in Minneapolis, Minnesota, we're going to be in Burnsville, Minnesota, which is just a little way south of the Twin Cities, at a venue called Primetime. We're actually going to be playing a three-hour concert of nothing but Prince material. There are a couple of big surprises coming up that night. I have and Lamont, you and I haven't talked about this yet, but I have a great working relationship still with the members of Prince and the Revolution. So there will be a couple of Revolution members there that night. Whether or not they're going to jump up and play will be entirely up to them. But you can often find them in the house when we're playing in Minneapolis. So that is this coming Saturday, the 21st, at Primetime in Burnsville, Minnesota. If you are in town or want to jump on a plane and get in town, come and check us out there. Otherwise, again, just go to ovationmusicgroup.com, and you will be able to easily see when we're coming to a city near you.
Well, man, somebody told me that I'm going to have my own private plane pretty soon, man, so I'm going to be able to come there and just jump in on your shows.
I think I heard that same thing, that we might be on that same plane together, and or you might be on the plane and I'll be on a bus, but nonetheless, I think you and I are going to see some road time together, and we'll be in Vegas soon, and we will be out west doing a number of dates, so I look forward to seeing all of your listeners.
Absolutely, because definitely plugging away trying to get you on this end, man, because of no... I can't wait to see you out here.
Cool, and thank you.
Definitely. So, Sweet Bee Love, you still on with us? Tell everybody where they can go check out your show. Don't be shy.
Well, you know, this is your time, and this is Chase's time, you know. But anyway, if you insist.
Oh, yeah, let us force you. Let us force you to plug your show.
Well, you know, you can find me, of course, you know, blogtalkradio.com/sweet-z, that's 2 E's, love. And I'm on Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you other people figure out what your time is. But, and that's it right there, you know. And Friday is, you know, in the limelight with Sweet.
All righty then. For you people that just started listening to us, you're listening to I Am Indy. The call-in number is 347-308-8747. And we have Chase from the group Ovation telling us what's good. All righty. So, I'm going to play a little something like this right here, and y'all hang on with us, and we'll be right back. This is called Life Story, y'all, and I know we all in life, we have a story.
Yeah.
homie, life's a mess. I got a chip on my shoulder with a lot on my chest. Keep on running from the hood temptation. I feel I'm in for more important city and tired of nation. See these niggas on the block who don't care. Not about folks, baby mama sitting hungry on welfare. Can't understand better cause the dot brings fear. Got the digit stacked against me climbing every year. Halfway done with a life in pain. Smoking out in the dark. Life feeling hard, blood spark. And my thoughts getting focused. Two of me too big for a prison. Never hold a skit sword. Split personality. Keep on doing things to keep my mama mad at me. Bitter end of the line is close. So every day I look ahead on a mission for my bread. The hard knock life. In my life story. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread. That's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard knock life. Hard knock bread when the rich get rich bread. Yes.
King's tripping, it's like the beat skipping. Yo, get him, let me get him. It's like my life's on track and I'm back on beat. And all of a sudden the kid, he's like on track with late. Then I'm running on the beat, but you know my back, my spine. Hey, yo, I got my nine. In my hard knock life, that's a hard knock. You gotta be cops, cause everybody know that you got paid. Never service, ran for judges, even though you can't judge me. Tupac first, California love. Homeboy, then I rest till I rest in peace. From west to east, but I rest where the sun is set. And me, I have to be where I rest. Yeah. Breathe in, breathe out. Then I talk about my word of mouth. Hard night, you could check my shoes. Then you could talk about the way that my life my proves. My hard night,
life. Yes. In my life story, that's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Present and future.
About the hard night life. It's still a life story, that's why the block still adore me. I'm talking about my hard night life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Okay, you listen to your boy Lamont, a.k.a. K. Diddy, right here on IMND. And that's another shameless plug from World Movement Records. That was Life Story. You can get it right here on worldmovement.com. What can I say? Don't be mad, because I could do that right here. And today we have Chase from the group Ovation join us live and personal.
Live and personal indeed. This is one of the most fun and lengthy interviews in the history of the planet, and I couldn't be any more grateful, and I mean that sincerely.
Oh, definitely. Make sure you send it out to all your friends, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, you know, we've been able to touch a little somebody out there with something that they could use to enhance themselves some kind of way. Let's call 718. I see you got your hand up. Who we got here?
I am at my cousin's house, so she has like 15 phones.
Well, we're glad that you entered the show and keep calling back. I just see different numbers, and I'm saying, okay, well, obviously we saying something here, huh? We doing something right, huh, Chase?
Indeed.
Absolutely. I'm loving the show, and I'm glad to be here, and thank you for this experience, and it's beautiful. Oh, I wanted to say something to Chase, too. Your voice, I know, transcends into every musical instrument that you play because it's awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That means a great deal. I appreciate that.
Tell her how many instruments you play, Chase.
Well, not as many as I would like, but I'm always working on it. I mean, I I'm a big fan of playing real instruments and performing live, bass, guitar, drums, keyboards. While I don't play the sax anymore, that was my first instrument. But you look at groups like, for some reason, Tower of Power and Earth, Wind & Fire just popped into my head. That's I mean, that kind of stuff just does it for me. And my voice translating into instruments, perhaps it does. I don't know, but I just keep working and just keep getting better, and you always, always will, no matter what it is you're doing. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it if it's your passion. And music being my passion, that's what I'm working at.
And that's the mark of a true professional, is the consistency, persistent, and always striving to be better, you know. And I find that, like, I've had production companies come to me with groups that were signed exclusively to them, and they couldn't understand why, you know, I wasn't really crazy about that, because I was always taught that a true musician wants to work with different producers, because different producers, you know, they expect and require different things out of an artist. But, you know, as an artist, if you're used to dealing with one producer all the time, you have a tendency to get complacent. Would you agree with that?
I would for sure. I mean, I would for certain. I have had the great privilege of working with some or talking to and meeting some of the household name guitar players and musicians that are my heroes, even as recently as the last couple of years. And the common denominator in that conversation is they all have heroes that they believe they're not as good as. That's what drives them to be better musicians. I mean, without dropping names, I mean, household names have told me, yeah, but this guy's way better than I am. And he makes me not want to play drums, or he makes me not want to play the guitar because he's that good. And my retort to them is, but you're on the radio 5 times an hour. How can that be? How can that be that you look at anybody and think, I'm not where I need to be? Just, you know, that's drive. That's what you have to have.
Right, right.
Were we even talking about that, or was that just something that interested me? I know that interests you for sure, because I know you've had those same conversations, and you've had those same conversations to other folks and had them inside your head. It's crazy. Again, it's a crazy biz. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's a beautiful thing, and music is everywhere in the world, and I dig that that's what you're pushing.
Exactly, especially at World Movement Records, man. That's our motto, is, you know, moving the world with our music, you know, and that's the common denominator, you know, anywhere you go, you know. And I've always wanted, you know, and I've always said, you know, when my day is over, I always wanted my life to stand for something. So I figure, you know, as long as my music stands, it'll mean to me that my life really amounted to something. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was able to touch people, and not one or two or three. I was able to touch the masses.
Yes.
And, you know, that's important. Maybe sound a little egotistical, but hey, that's my dream. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's not egotistical at all. That makes sense. I mean, I caught, I just caught an HBO special that Bon Jovi did. I think it's called When We Were Beautiful. And that dude sells out arenas multiple nights in a row, and so on and so forth, and so what. But at one point in this documentary, I caught myself watching on the couch one afternoon. The dude said, and again, this comes from a cat that sells out 15 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50,000 seat arenas multiple nights in a row. And he said, oh, I almost just dropped the F-bomb. But the dude said, hey, man, I'm not going to be happy until I play in the desert and sell it out.
Wow.
That's absurd. I mean, if you think about that, and so that's what all of your musician friend listeners have inside them somehow for sure. I want to play the desert, and I want to sell it out.
Now, that's hot, boy. That's when you're doing real big things.
Well, I don't know if there's anything bigger than selling out the desert, yeah.
No, I don't think it is either, unless we're going to have a space broadcast, you know, but then again, who the listener's going to be. Check this out. We rewind it down to the last minutes, 6 minutes of the show, and I'm going to take a little time again to thank you for joining us today, and especially for spending as much time hanging out with us as you did. And a big shout out again to all my listeners, all my fans out there. Again, big ups, Jackie Shaw's over there at Coda Groove, Chase, you, and Ovation. Sweet D, thank you for joining us today. And next week, same time, and definitely go out and check out my boy Chase and Ovation show if you're in that area. If you're not in that area, go get in that area and check them out. And real quick, Chase, throw that email and stuff out there again for the good folks.
You can log on to ovationmusicgroup.com. Again, it's ovationmusicgroup.com to check out our schedule, see when we're coming near you. You can request us to come to a town near you. You can also see live concert clips of our show there. You can also, for audio clip purposes to download, you can go to drop.io/ovation. And, again, I just want to thank you, Lamont, for having us on and being able to talk about Ovation and what we're doing with the Prince show and the Prince tour, a salute to the Music of Prince tour. And I thank you sincerely for playing my original material. That will be out there equally as strong as well. And this has been a great time.
Absolutely. And again, thank you for having us, having us. Thank you for coming on here and joining us. And Sweet D Love for taking time out of her busy day and her show for joining us. And we're going to end the show with this piece by another World Movement artist. And this piece is called Sunny. And I want y'all to take a little bit of this with you. I know you're going to like this feeling. All right? Much love to you. Thanks again for joining us today. I am Indy.
Ciao.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like criminals.
Can't get that way with you. My sonny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this pain, but ground is still the same. Bars of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is blind, just my kind. It's true, I fight that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny. Thank you for the sunshine. Okay. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way. You let me see. Let me see. Sunny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed.